Welcome to Zichrud Daf Siman. Remember, we have Ram Goldner. Now it's time for our Grand Pop Quiz. 21 questions on 21 topics over 7 blot. Masechet Shabbos going from Daf Ayin Beis to Ayin Ches. So here we go. Number 1, which daf do we learn that if one intended to lift something off the ground, but cut something that was attached, it's considered Mas'asek? That's on Daf Ayin Beis. Good. Number 2, which daf do we discuss trapping and squeezing a chilazon, and the question whether Psia Bakal Disha? That's on Daf Ayin Hey. Great. Number 3, which daf do we have the Mishnah discussing the shear for carrying paper, hide, and parchments? That's on Daf Ayin Ches. Good. Number 4, which daf do we learn that spinning the wool off an animal's back requires extraordinary chachma? That's on Daf Ayin Dalad. Great. Number 5, which daf do we learn that digging a hole to get dirt is considered makalkel, even according to Rabbi Yehuda? That's on Daf Ayin Gimel. Good. Number 6, which daf do we have the Mishnah that lists the Lamed Tes Malachas? That's on Daf Ayin Gimel. Good. Number 7, which daf do we learn the Chachma in the eyes of the nations is one's ability to be able to predict the weather? That's on Daf Ayin Hey. Good. Number 8, which daf do we learn that one can combine a more stringent shear with a more lenient shear in terms of carrying? That's on Daf Ayin Vav. Good. Number 9, which daf do we learn why the Tanna chose to list Ofa in the list of the Lamed Tes Malachas instead of Bishul? That's on Daf Ayin Dalad. Good. Number 10, which daf we have a Machlokas whether Achila Al Yidei Adchak is considered Achila? That's on Daf Ayin Vav. Good. Number 11, which daf do we learn the meaning behind words for clothing? That's on Daf Ayin Zayin. Good. Number 12, which daf do we have the Mishnah that introduces the klal in terms of determining the shear for carrying in Rishus HaRabim? That's on Daf Ayin Hey. Good. Number 13, which daf do we have a Malchokas if there's a use for a Kesher Mochsin, a tax collector's receipt? That's on Daf Ayin Ches. Good. Number 14, which daf do we learn how to determine the shear for something that has two uses? That's on Daf Ayin Ches. Good. Number 15, which daf do we have a Malchokas if one intended to throw something 2 amos, but he threw it 4 amos, whether that's considered Mas'asek or not? That's on Daf Ayin Gimel. Good. Number 16, which daf do we learn that everything is created for a purpose, including gnats and flies? That's on Daf Ayin Zayin. Good. Number 17, which daf do we have a Malchokas regarding liquid Shi'urim? That's on Daf Ayin Vav. Good. Number 18, which of you learned that boards mutter if the food is to be eaten immediately? That's on Daf Ayin Dalad. Good. Number 19, which of you Malchokas regarding if one intended to cut something that was detached, but he cut something that was attached to the ground, whether that's Mas'asek or not? That's on Daf Ayin Beis. Good. Number 20, which daf do we discuss that a revius of wine and blood when congealed as a kazayas? That's on Daf Ayin Zayin. Good. And finally, question number 21, which daf do we learn that according to Rabbi Tarfon, one would only bring one ashem for being with a shipacha harufa 5 times, even if they were in separate halamos? That's on Daf Ayin Beis. Great. That concludes our Grand Pop Quiz. I highly recommend you come back to this over the course of the week and intermittently in general in terms of increasing your fluency with the simanim. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.